This is the Hiking Through Life podcast. We've all been gifted a journey called life. Let's see where the journey leads us today.
Do you believe in magic?
We do. After we went on our first backpacking trip with two kids under two, we were questioning how on earth we were going to backpack more than one night with two young ones. The gear, carrying the babies, all the pack weight, it's a lot of stuff. But Rory is in the stage of hiking on his own for portions of the trail, and then all of a sudden he sits down and is ready to be carried. You know how this goes. The Trail Magic is the perfect carrier for backpacking families. I'm so excited about this carrier, you guys. It is a carrier designed to attach to your backpacking pack so your child can easily be carried when needed and get back on the trail when needed. The best part is that the Trail Magic carrier folds up to the size of a Nalgene water bottle. Perfect for backpacking.
Use the code HIKE2022 to receive 10% off your order at trailmagic.com. That's magic with a K. Again, the code is HIKE2022, HIKE2022. Use the code for 10% off your order at trailmagic.com and add a little magic to your family's next adventure.
As previous podcast guest Linda McGurk once said, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. The Nordic countries know how to dress right for any adventure. If you're looking for a quality set of wool to keep your kids warm, try Ella's Wool. Some reasons to consider wool? It's warm, it regulates moisture, it's water and odor resistant, and provides a natural sunscreen. In addition to the wool, I love the knit legging tubes. The kids practically lived in their knit legging tubes all winter long for an extra warm layer. Use code HIKINGTL2023 to save 10% off your order. That's code HIKINGTL2023 at ellaswool.com to save 10% off your next order.
Welcome to the Hiking Through Life podcast, where we talk with people who in some way, shape, or form have been influenced by the outdoors. I'm Andy, the producer of this podcast, and my lovely wife, Sarah, will be your host. Together, we make up Hiking Through Life.
This podcast is all about bringing all kinds of people who are inspired by the outdoors and sharing their stories.
We hope that by sharing people's stories, it inspires others to get out and live a more meaningful life. Tune in every week for new episodes, or better yet, subscribe to the Hiking Through Life podcast on your favorite podcast provider. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it with others. Also, if you have a story to share or know of anyone who might be interested in being a guest on this podcast, head on over to hikingthroughlife.net/podcast and get in touch with us. Now sit back and enjoy this week's episode.
Okay, just gonna put this out there. If you are... No, bring that podcast schedule back. If you are Amy Bouchotts, Holly Chan, Melody Edwards, Mary Ellen Wanderer, or Nicholas Bornling, we apologize that we have not put your episodes out yet from the year 2022. We are still going to be putting your episodes out, but we've only put 4 episodes out this year. So that's where life is right now.
We've done more than 4 episodes this year.
I thought we just said we've done 4 episodes.
No, the flip-flop life was 4 episodes from
this. Oh, sure. So how many episodes did we do this year?
We did a good chunk.
We did a chunk. Thank you for being here still. That's all we have to say. Yeah, this year was a big year in like transitioning for us, I think. We had another baby. But first of all, we were like listening to 2019's reflection of Hiking Through Life. And it was...
That was episode 19.
Episode 19 from 2019. And it was really inspiring because that was the first year that we launched Hiking Through Life. And we were like so motivated to be like doing all this outdoor stuff. And, you know, we needed to like listen to that. And we're kind of just in this transition phase of like, oh, maybe like, I don't know. We've just been doing a lot this year and have just been caught up in all the... kind of all the hustle and bustle of all the transitions that we've had, I think.
and the outdoors has been a part of our life, but it's hasn't been what it has been in the past, and I think we're missing that piece.
It's definitely changed. It's something we've had to adapt to, because 3 years later now, we have two kids. We've mentioned that in a few podcasts, two kids under two. Sawyer, our second child, was born this past May, and Rory turned two this year. So we have, two kids that have been keeping us very, very busy, which is one of the reasons why we have been so,
a little absent in the episode launching.
Strict on getting episodes out on a weekly basis. So, apologize for that. We still have plans to get all of the episodes out that are in our backlog.
Yeah, they're definitely coming. And, like, it's still very inspiring to be having these conversations with people and, like, following all the people that I have spoken to in the past. But, yeah, there's just, you know, kids happen and life happens. And there's just, like, a lot of things that have been going on in life. I don't know. At the beginning of this year, we were still kind of thinking maybe we would have been in Duluth by now.
We definitely had a plan to move up there at some point.
And it's still going to happen at some point.
Yes, but you'll hear in one of our more recent episodes, well, it released back 6 months ago, but it was only four episodes ago. Episode 100, our flip-flop lifestyle, our flip-flop life. We talked about a lot of where we were thinking of going, where we wanted to go, where
we ended up. Houses we've looked at, offers we've made, like all the things, right?
Right. So we had a lot of kind of change of mind type things where we wanted to do a hostel, and then we decided, you know what, maybe we shouldn't do a hostel at this point. And then a lot of different emotions and other things that came along with trying to make these decisions while also transitioning to life with two kids and trying to find a place to live, because at that time we were also living with my mom and we were figuring out what life would look like once our second child was born.
That was, like, a big thing in episode 100. Just, like, my whole process of thinking, like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how we could, like, do a hostel with two kids under two. And I'm very glad that life worked out the way it has at this point. Because, like, you know, we put in offers on different places and they didn't work out. We were actually, like, very close to buying a home in Hermantown, Minnesota, which is like a suburb of Duluth, basically. I don't know if that was in episode 100 or not. But we had put an offer in, did the whole inspection. The inspection was terrible. They had a crawl space that was not...
It had a lot of moisture issues and stuff like that, so it was just not maintained. And it was one of those things where it was like, if we wanted to do the work and put in money to it, like, it could have been something. It had a lot of potential. But, you know, at this point in our life, expecting our second child, actually, she was born at that time, but she was like a month old.
Yeah, when we went to the inspection, the inspector goes, "Sarah, you stay with the kids. Andrew, you come with me."
That's when he showed me the crawl space issues.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's not a sexist comment.
Yeah, but I think things worked out for the best, and they worked out for reasons that... Because we tried to also, after that inspection, counteroffer with a lower amount. We didn't ask the person to address the issue necessarily. We just said, hey, if you want to give us the money to address the issue, that would be fine. But the owner and seller just did not want to budge as far as we wanted them to budge.
Nope, they didn't. And so that was closed. We just didn't go for that one. And I think after that, there was still another offer that we made up in Duluth.
Yeah, but we didn't have that one accepted. We got outbid by somebody else.
Yeah. So at that point, that was like June. So then we bought a camper. Or maybe we bought the RV. No, the RV was bought before that. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, we bought it like right before
the
inspection.
Yeah.
Because I remember, we were camping in the RV when we were trying to negotiate through the inspection. So we had it at that time. It was definitely one of those things where we thought we would be able to maybe even rent out our house and kind of like live out of the RV for a little while. And we had all of these plans. If everything worked out well with that house, then we had some plans to either start a hostel or at least start renting out or being able to have people camp on the land, and then provide kind of some experiences for people, because it was on 5 acres and it was pretty close to the Superior Hiking Trail and other hiking trails around the area.
Yeah. I mean, it had a lot of potential. We were really excited about the place, and we were a little scared to move away from our family, especially with two young ones, but we were so close to doing it. But now looking back, I'm really happy we ended up not being up there at this point in our lives.
Yeah, because we're really close to family down here. We only moved 5 minutes away from my mom, and we're close to Sarah's parents as well. So we're still able to get that support from family when we do need it with the kids, and just supporting them as they need support as well. So it's been nice.
Yeah, it really has. And it's just, I think it's just all a reminder of, things kind of play out as they should. Everything comes into your life probably when it's supposed to. I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason. And I think this whole year to us, as crazy and as it was, and we were just we didn't know. It was so unknown. A lot of unknowns. Sawyer was born in May. We were still living in Andy's mom's house, and we were making offers, just a lot of unknowns, but it all worked out. And here we are in a townhome, and that's how we were saying it was going to be in 2020.
And there's our cue. The kids just woke up. We were trying to record this as the kids were sleeping, but with young kids, you never know when you will have the silence. And that's one of the reasons we haven't been getting these podcasts out as regularly. The interruptions and just the time that we need to spend with the kids. So with that, I think we'll just wrap this one up here and hopefully be able to get more podcasts out this year than we did last year. If you want to follow along our journey, be sure to follow us on Instagram. Sarah's always posting on there, so we'll see what the next chapter of our life brings. We're continuing to hike through life, whether that's on the trail or off the trail.
I also started another Instagram. If you want to check out what the kids and I have been up to this winter, this past fall, and going forward, I just share lots of fun tips and ideas on things to do with little kids. That Instagram handle is playing_through_life. Check it out and follow us.
You've been listening to the Hiking Through Life podcast. Peace, love, and hike through life.